But on the line now is one of the guns from Port Adelaide, who was very, very impressive the other night in the kickoff of round 10 as the Power defeated the Bulldogs by 13 points at the Adelaide Oval. Tom Rockliffe is his name. He joins us. Hello, Tom.
Good morning. How are we, gentlemen?
We're going very well, thank you, buddy. Nice to have you on board. One of the stars of the show the other night, you were. 15 tackles, Tom. What are you doing, man?
Oh, no. Second of the ball. Had to tackle. No, it's a bit the way the Bulldogs play that game of making it contest to contest. So we knew that it was going to be a little bit like that. And we had to be bringing our best contested work around that. And I thought we did as the night wore on. We were a bit scrappy early on in the game. But once we settled into it, I think we got better as the game went on.
Are there teams, you mentioned the Bulldogs, that's the way they play and you have to get yourself ready for that. Are there many teams in the competition where you those little nuances you have to really focus on before you get into the game, in the build-up to the game, rather than just going out and playing your game against theirs?
Yeah, a little bit. I think you want to try and play your brand of footy as best you can, but you know that there's going to be variances in that and opposition's clearly one of them. So I think Richmond's another one that has played that type of style for the last couple of years of just a territory game and making sure they just get the knock-ons and get the ball forward and playing fun half footy. So it's a focus for a bit ours as well to play fun half footy. So I think coming up against them on Saturday night, it's a really good opportunity for us to test our game against one of the best in the competition.
15 tackles is 60 points, Daniel, in Dream Team, our fantasy football. 123 points from Tom, 110 the week before. Thank you very much. Hey, Tom, I wanted to firstly congratulations on your return to form, because it was only a couple of weeks ago you were left out of the team. I'm just interested, because that wouldn't happen to you too often over your career, how you handled that and how strongly you've come back as a result of that. Take us through that challenging little period.
Yeah, it was obviously disappointing. We had that loss to Brisbane and clearly wasn't at my best, and we were probably carrying one too many inside midfielders. And when you don't get your game going and you don't play that brand of footy and win the footy inside, you leave yourselves open. And I definitely wasn't on top of my game, and Kenny gave me a tap on the shoulder and said, "We're going to leave you out this week." And then as it sort of progressed, I missed two or three games and... So I just had to work through that. It's obviously a tricky time as well with no reserves footy to play. We had a 15-on-15 scratch match against the Crows, which I felt like I needed, and a bit of a hit out against them, and got my hands going and made sure I was clean inside. And then coming back into the team, that's what I really focused on, is to make sure that I'm one touch. I think anyone that's ever watched me play has seen that I'm not going to be the one that's running down the wing having three bounces. I just... can't run that way compared to other players, so I've got to make sure that I'm setting them up and get the ball to the outside and play to my strengths as a player, and that is how I see the game, and making sure that I organise and set our stoppages up the way we want to play, and make sure that we're in complete control around those stoppages, and then set the runners up on the outside. And I felt like I've been able to do that the last couple of games, come back in, and I think as a whole midfield unit, we've been really good in that area the last 2 weeks, where we let ourselves down the week before. So I've just got to continue to do that, make sure that I'm clean inside, and then obviously hitting targets and sort of not the long 50 metre passes or anything like that, but just making sure that we control the speed of the game and play it on our terms instead of the opposition, and making sure that I use the footy well.
I mean, that's a fascinating insight. And I mean, someone like yourself who has been such a consistent player over such a long period of time, could you put your finger on what changed, or was it just circumstantial? I mean, obviously, all of you are playing under such unique circumstances at the moment that form, I'm sure, can be lost pretty quickly. Was it a mental thing? What would you put it down to? Because you've bounced back so strongly.
Yeah. It's hard. It's a hard one. I think everyone goes through it. There's no doubt about that. Your form goes up and down, and obviously want to play the best you can every game, but realistically, you can't do that. And I probably had a week or two where it just wasn't at the level where it needed to be. And when you're winning games of footy, there's pressure on spots. There's no doubt about that. And as I said before, there's no reserves footy, but we feel like we've got a really good squad, and anyone can step in and play a role for us. And just got to make sure that you're getting the job done. And we're in a really good position at the moment, sitting where we want to sit on the ladder, and we want to stay there. So you've got to make sure that you perform week in, week out. You don't want to give the coaches an opportunity to push you out of the team. And I unfortunately did that earlier in the year, and it was probably a good thing looking back now, because I realised how important it is, and making sure that I get my job done week in, week out. Well, not even week in, week out, I suppose. Game in, game out, because you'll be playing every 3 or 4 days at the moment. So you've just got to make sure that you're on top of your game as best you can, and rely on each other and your teammates to work hard. And we've been able to do that. I think if you've watched our games this season, when we've played our best footy, we've had a really good even spread across the whole team. Yeah, we've had guys that have played probably a little bit better, Travis Bogue, Charlie Dixon in different games, Robbie Gray, but across the board, I think we've had a really good even spread from our defenders, midfielders and forwards.
I was going to ask you that, Tommy. You mentioned before you're sitting on the spot in the ladder you'd like to be. You can't get any higher sitting on top. And you had good starts before to seasons, and obviously we're midway through the season now with a shortened season. What is different about this year and this team and the way it's travelling at the moment?
Oh, I just think we've got our game going the way that we want it to go. Obviously, it's very unique circumstances, but I think we've jumped every hurdle that's been placed in front of us so far, whether it be the hub, the fly-in, fly-out model, the short turnarounds. I think every challenge that has arisen this season, we've been able to adapt and get on top of it as quick, probably better than our opposition in game. So we just want to continue to do that and make sure that we've got our game going. I think we've got guys in really good form. I think Charlie Dixon as the main focal point inside 50 or in our forward line is something that makes us certainly a better team. And then the guys that feed off him, Mitch Georgiadis, has come in and played a really good important role for us as a young kid, and then our forward line and balance and speed across that. We've got guys that are out for either injury or different stuff at the moment that can come in and play those jobs, Brad Ebert, Stevie Motlop. So I think we've got a really good balance of older guys, youth guys, and just knowing the system that we want to play and making sure that we get it on our terms. And I think we've been able to do that this season. Our defence has been really strong. We haven't given up many scores at all this season, led by our captain, Tom Jonas, who's outstanding. I hardly think he's had a goal kicked on him all season. And the way he goes about it and sets us up around that is really important. So I think, as I said, we've got a really good balance at the moment, but we've also got 30 to 35 guys, probably even more in our squad, that we feel like can come in and play senior footy and get it done for us.
I love Zach Butters. I know there's a lot of love for Connor Rosie out there in footy land, and there's a lot of love for Xavier with his bow and arrow flexibility. It's fantastic stuff. But I love Butters. What's he like, this young man?
Yeah, he's a genuine pest.
he looks like it. That's great.
Yeah, he's like a little mosquito that just buzzes around and annoys everyone. And but that's what we love him for. He brings plenty of energy to the group, and that draft for us turned out to be one of the best drafts, I think, ever for a footy club. I think you've seen those three guys come in and have an instant impact, but you've seen Boyd Woodcock come in as well. He was a part of that group as well, and he got his opportunity the other night and grabbed it with both hands. So we're really excited for what those guys bring to the table, and hopefully over another 10 years at the football club. But Zach brings plenty of life, and he's very hard at the contest. He's not built that way yet, but once he feels out, you'll see how tough he is.
I like the cut of his jib, and you've got a big game on Saturday against the Tigers. Cannot wait for that 4:35. Check your local guides. First v third, it's going to be, and it's going to be a game worth watching. Great to see you back in form, Tom, and great to see the Power doing great things under Kenny. We like the way you go about it. Good luck on Saturday.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Tom Rockliffe from Port Adelaide with us. 1v3, that's going to be a beauty.